For an inside look at the state's biggest footy league, it's the Monday Waffle.
Hello and welcome to the Monday Waffle podcast on the third consecutive Wednesday. My name is Stuart Marshall and with me today is my colleague Hayley Goddard. Hello, Hayley.
Hey, Stu.
How are you?
Yeah, good.
You're wearing a West Coast top right now.
I am. I actually look a little bit like a true West Aussie bogan. I've got Ugg boots on. Tights, a little bit of greasy hair, and a football jumper. It's a great look, really.
Happy winter days, one would say.
Yes, it was rather cold today.
Yes, it was. And it's been rather cold recently, of course. And cold weather brings about one thing, winter sports. And winter sport this week is waffle.
Yes.
And you are on the Waffle podcast with Hayley and Stu today. And what a round it was in round 10, as the even nature of the waffle competition was on show on Saturday, with upset victories for Claremont, Peel and Perth against teams occupying 4th, 3rd and 2nd positions on the ladder. Round 10 had the potential to widen the gap between those in the top 4 and those in the bottom 4, but that wasn't the case. As I mentioned, Claremont, Peel and Perth all keeping their finals hopes alive with impressive victories. The only match that went to script, and as so often has been the case this season, top place Subiaco remaining undefeated and hammering
Those damn lions,
as I turn your mic on. Sorry, Hayley. No, they continue to fire on all cylinders. It doesn't really seem like there's going to be anything to stop them.
Annihilated.
We say it every week on the podcast, and I'm sure people on all waffle podcasts in WA have been saying it for many years now. They just annihilate teams, and it was another 100-point victory on the weekend, as we'll touch on later in the podcast. So, yes, Subi smashed East Freo, with the other three matches seeing Claremont beat Swan Districts, Peel Thunder beating West Perth, and Perth Demons clinching a heart stopper over South Freo. But the action on Saturday began at Claremont Oval, with Claremont hosting the Swan Districts, and it was the Tigers who started well on home turf, on the home turf, with 4-2 in the first quarter. Claremont led by 7 points at half times, but the Swan Districts kicked 5-3 in the third term to be up by 7 points at three-quarter time. Now, Claremont haven't been able to finish strongly in a few matches this season, often getting run over the top by teams, but not this week, with the Tigers finishing well with the only 4 of the last term to win by 20 points. So a real inspiring victory for Claremont, who have had a couple of close wins over the last couple of weeks now.
That would have made some fans a bit happy on the weekend.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. Key for you, Ian Richardson, Tom Curran, Jared Hardesty and Alex Manuel all kicked 2 each for Claremont, with Bo Maester kicking 1 in what was the final game of his terrific waffle career. So Bo Maester's obviously played in the AFL, dropped down to waffle, but not anymore. He's done with waffle. Jai Bolton racked up 37 touches for the Tigers. Kane Mitchell, 28. The big dogs getting the ball. Curran had 28. Bailey Rogers, 24. Dylan Smallwood, 23. Hayden Busher, 22. Ryan Lim, 21. Jack Beck, 21. And Tommy Ledger, friend of the podcast, 20 touches. Jesse Turner and William Reedy kicked 2 apiece for the Swan Districts, with ex-Carlton, GWS and Docker, Reece Palmer, collecting 27 touches for the Swans. Matt Reggio, 27. Payne, 18, Watson, 17, and with Corey Galt, 16 touches to go with his 34 hitouts. So, moving on to Peel Thunder's game, and the premiers of the past 2 years kept their finals hopes alive this week with a nail-biting 3-point win against West Perth at Bendigo Bank Stadium. Peel led by 21 points at quarter time, and only by 2 at the main break. The Thunder then again opened up an 18-point lead by 3-quarter time that ended up growing to 30 points with the first 2 of the last term. The Falcons kicked 4 of the game's last 5, however, 3 of those to former skipper J. Van Berlow, but the visitors ultimately fell 3 short in Mandurah. Ben Howlett, Braden Lawler, Lloyd Meek and Blair Bell all kicked 2 each for Peel. Howlett also had a blinding game with 33 touches and 13 tackles. He is an absolute tackle machine, while Daniel Pearce, on his return to the Waffle, collected 31 possessions. Ethan Hughes, 28. Can't seem to get a game for the Dockers this season. Mitch Croden, been in the Waffle for a few weeks now, had 27 touches. Ben Hancock, 19. Jared Ugel, 18. And Keegan Power, 18. Van Berlow kicked a career-best 5 for West Perth. And Keegan Knott and Tyler Keedle kicking 3 apiece. Luke Meadows racked up 38 for the Falcons. Shane Nelson, 36. Aaron Black, 26. Mitch Pearce, 19 to go with his 12 tackles. So many tackles in that game between two men. Howlett had 13 tackles and Mitch Pearce had 12. So that is, you know,
that's a fair amount.
Mammoth efforts, I would say, Hayley, in the waffle this round. Now, Hales, you had a closer look at the Perth South Freo game, did you not?
Yes, I did. The Perth Demons defeated South Fremantle Bulldogs by just one goal at Lathlain Park on Saturday. The Bulldogs led the way in the first term, kicking 5-3 to the Demons 2-1. Perth crawled back a little bit of ground and then overtook Bulldogs by a margin of 13 points at the halfway mark. It was a tighter third term with only 2 points in it in favour of the Bulldogs when the siren sounded for the three-quarter break. So there was plenty of lead changes in this game.
Mm-hmm.
And then the final term, the Demons booted the deciding goal in the final minutes of the quarter to win 15-8-98 to 14-8-92. Perth's Lachlan Dennis had a good day at the office, bagging 5 goals and 17 disposals. And South Fremantle's Mason Shaw was a leading goal kicker for the Bulldogs with an impressive 6 goals. Bear with me. Sorry.
All good. And just Benny Howell, that I mentioned him having a mammoth game for Peel. He also picked up the M&J Chickens Player of the Round for Round 10, Ben Howlett did. So there you go. Performing well for Peel Thunder this season, no doubt about it.
Certainly is. In terms of other leading possessions for the Saturday game between Demons and the Bulldogs, Clinton Jones had 32 touches, Michael Sinclair had 22, and Brant College had 29. So fairly good day
on
the oval there,
I would say.
For Bulldogs, the leading disposals was Marlon Pickett with 27 disposals. Dylan Main had 26. Shane Hockey had a pretty good day with 22. And Ryan Cook had 23. Best on ground for Perth was Jones, McFarlane, College, Henderson and Dennis. And for Bulldogs, it was Cook, Pickett, Main and Shaw.
The usual suspects, Hayley. You know, always popping up and always getting the numbers.
Yep, they're dominating, that's for sure.
Absolutely. Rightio, the Subi East Freo game. Now, this was a fairly big shellacking here, Hayley. I'll let you run us through it. But a 103-point victory to Subiaco. Not their first 100-point victory of the season.
No, but certainly a massive, massive margin there.
Another percentage booster.
Oh, what is that percentage? Can we find that out later in the show?
Yes, we can.
We'll
bring that to you.
But yeah, they got off to the Lions this year's got off to a roaring first half, kicking 9-9 and held the Sharks to just 4 points. So if you were down at Leaderville on Saturday, it would have been a fairly boring game if you were the Sharks.
Oh,
a bit disappointing.
Yep.
And it was a slightly tighter contest in terms of the goals for the third term. Lions booted 4 goals and the Sharks got on the ball with some majors. They had 3, but there could have been a potential for a lot more scoring from Subiaco. They had another 9 points in just that quarter. So that margin could have blown out a lot more than it was.
Yeah, absolutely. And I suppose it doesn't help when the top team is facing the bottom team in any league. And obviously the gap is so big, but nothing really highlights East Freo's inefficiency at the moment. That doesn't really suit the current team whatsoever, than the fact they took 106 marks from 203 kicks.
Oh, gosh.
Yep, so they're just chipping it around to each other, not much progress up the field. They also only went inside 50 23 times throughout the game for 5 goals. So not a lot of pressure at all on the Subi backline, and every time they got the ball, they seemed to just chip it around and play scared. So not good signs for East Freo whatsoever.
So, the final score was 19-26 to Subiaco and 5-7 to the Sharks.
Yeah, big margin there. Zach Clark continues a good season with Subi. Just having an AFL ruckman like Clark in the side, 20 touches and 34 hitouts.
Well, they're saying that it's his best form ever. Like,
yeah.
He's even better than when he was playing for the Dockers.
Yeah, it probably is. Obviously, he's down at Waffle now, but I would probably agree with that. He's just dominating, and they're in such a well-oiled machine that, you know, such good players and
good experience.
They're definitely going to win the premiership, I would say. All right, I'm going to bring you the ladder now, Hayley, as you so requested. So the percentage of Subi is now rocketed up to 240 8%. So they've been hovering around that margin.
That's a ridiculous amount.
Yeah, it's pretty ridiculous. But Subi tops the ladder. South Freo are second. West Perth are third. Swan Districts are fourth. And East Perth are fifth to round out the finals positions. Peel Thunder on percentage are just outside the top five in sixth. So they're on 80%. Their percentage is at 80 and East Perth's at 96. So the two AFL aligned clubs are sort of languishing mid-table at this point in the season. Claremont are in 7th, Perth in 8th, and East Freo, unluckily or unfortunately, are in 9th position. All right, Hales, let's move on to our tips for this coming round.
It's time for the Monday Waffle Tips. Let's get down to business.
So, all Saturday games, once again, it's becoming a very common occurrence in the Waffle this season. First game is East Perth v Subi at Leadville Oval. Hayley, I'm going to throw this one to you to get us started. Who's going to get up in this one?
I think this is pretty obvious. I think I'm going to go with the Lions.
It's hard to go past them, isn't it?
It really, really is.
It is. Obviously, East Perth, are they going to conjure up anything amazing? We'll have to wait and see, but I'm also going to go Subi in this one. South Freo v Peel Thunder at Fremantle Community Bank Oval at 2:15 p.m. on Saturday. Hayley, who's going to get up here?
I might go for Thunder.
You're going for Peel, are you? They got a tight victory on the last weekend. I think, I'm probably going to tip Peel as well. Claremont v West Perth at Claremont Oval. Hayley,
Tigers.
You're going to go for the Tigers. Their tails are up at the moment, no pun intended, but
they might have a bit of fight in them because they've won.
They seem to be running out games better, which is a good sign for them. And when we spoke to Tom Ledger on the podcast 2 weeks ago, he sort of said that was their biggest issue throughout the season, and they seem to have momentarily rectified it somewhat. So I guess on current form at home, Claremont, are a good tip at this stage. They're making a semi-charge in the Waffle right now. And a round us out, Perth v East Freo at Lathlane Park at the late bounce down on Saturday.
Late. Slightly late.
Half an hour later, 25 minutes later.
We'll go with Demons for that one.
With the Demons, and I'm going to have to side there with you, East Freo, are just languishing down the bottom at the minute, which isn't very good for anyone if you're at East Freo or an East Freo fan. But Perth for me. So Swan Districts do have the bye in round 11. They'll obviously be back in round 12. And that's it from us here on the Monday Waffle podcast for this week. Short and sharp this week, Hayley.
Yes, indeed.
Straight to the point, you could say. We will be back next week at some stage to bring you the round 11 edition of the Monday Waffle podcast. Thanks, Hayley.
Thanks, Stu.
We'll see you guys next week.
Thanks for listening to the Monday Waffle, proudly brought to you by the students from ECU Broadcasting.